got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
You're listening to the third podcast of Dash and Em's Pretty Little Liars, and I'm Em.
And I'm Dash.
And what's the third episode called? Oh, no, it's called...
Episode 3.
Yeah. It's called To Kill a Mockingjay.
It's called The Clone Wars. Silicone Wars.
What's with you and Star Wars?
I love Darth Vader.
First thing I want to say is I want to give a really big lesbian shout out to Heather Hogan for tweeting about our podcast and making heaps of other lesbots listen to it.
Way to scare away all the hot straight chicks that we had listening to us. They just turned off their iPods.
Why?
They said there's way too much lesbian in here.
No.
Up in this his ass.
I was just giving a shout out.
They're going to try and get all up in my business.
I was just giving...
Hi, Heather Hogan. You're super famous. Because you should see the stats.
On the day that you tweeted, the stats went up, like, ridiculous amounts.
It was like, you know, the heart monitor, and then they shock it with the paddles? The paddles was you. Because our stats are just like, flatline, and then it went back down again. So tweet us again, okay? Keep doing it.
I'll do more shout-outs later on, at the end.
Yeah.
So let's get started with the episode.
Okay.
What did you have for the first thing?
Mostly, like, I mean, so we're in the bush and they're all sort of, like, going to go do some Alison shrine.
Yeah.
And I just, like, the whole time they're whinging and bitching and complaining. And then they're probably in some park where they're, like 500 metres away from a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, none of you would survive Australia. You would walk outside of the Sydney airport and just die. And just, like, have some kind of aneurysm right there.
There's no woods around Sydney airport.
Okay. Once you get out of inner Sydney. I thought that basically... From that first scene, none of those girls would survive country Australia.
That's true.
They would not be happy here, where we live, in this quaint little village.
If she can't stand gnats or mosquitoes or whatever, they would not be able to handle the summer here, I don't think. Unless they were on a beach in Sydney.
The bugs and the spiders and, like, the heat and the...
Snakes.
Their makeup would melt off.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
As much as I'd love for us... to eventually be together like we will, Spencer, I'm going to have to come to you. Because I don't want any of your pretty little bits melting or getting bitten off. That's all I really thought. Oh, and I agreed with Hannah that I don't think Alison's really dead.
Why do you think that Alison... I mean, why do you think that Hannah thinks that? Is it just because of the text message?
Because she's the only one with any brains. That's probably my biggest... I take that back, Spencer has brains. But... Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. There's no real reason. I guess she's probably... I think probably a lot of them have thought it, but they don't want to think it, maybe. Like, yeah. You know, when you're in denial about something. Of course, we all know about that. But, yeah, no, I think that I agree with her. I think that everyone out there remember, I know that it's, like, the mid-season break. Em has seen the whole show. I've only seen up to now. I've only seen up to what we're going to podcast. So I'm watching it episode by episode. So don't spoil it for me. And also, just let me have my little ideas, okay?
All right.
Well, what do you think?
What I thought was funny was when they're walking through the woods or whatever the bush, and they're like, oh, Emily, where do you want to build this shrine? They think that Emily's all obsessed with Alison.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, they said...
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, they said... I can't remember what they said exactly, but they did say to Emily that, oh, why do you want to build this shrine? And Emily's like, it's not a shrine.
No, it's just somewhere where me and my little...
Ex-lover.
Battery-powered friend can come for a visit. Say our goodbyes.
The other funny bits I thought were when, I think it was Emily, and she was like, did you hear that? And Aria goes, yes, I heard that. I'm standing right next to you. Captain Obvious.
Yeah. You just love Aria.
No,
has she won out for you? She has.
No, she hasn't.
She has.
She has not. I think Emily's...
Everyone, if you could see her face, she has.
I think Emily's the hottest, I'm pretty sure.
You just want me to be wrong.
No, I do. I love Emily. I want her to be mine. You can have Spencer. I'll have Emily. Oh, and my other favourite bit from there was when Spencer's like, it's a rabbit, Hannah. It's not going to answer. When Hannah was like, hello.
Who said that?
Spencer.
Yeah, damn right she did.
Okay, next scene, unless you've got anything else to add.
No, I'm cool. I'm on to the next one.
Hannah's house.
Yep, with Detective Dickface.
In a towel.
Trying to eat all the waffles.
Is he eating waffles? I thought he was eating butter. Straight. He goes, what makes this spreadable?
What would he might want to spread it onto?
I don't know.
Waffles.
Why would you put butter on waffles?
Because you're awesome and butter's awesome, but Detective Dickface is not awesome. What did you have for this scene?
I just said Detective Dickface in a towel. And that's all I wrote.
Okay.
Nothing else happened in that scene.
The bit, like, obviously it goes on and the mum's talking to Hannah and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
She says, you don't have to squeeze his grapefruit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's gross! Why would you say that to your mum? Disgust.
I don't know. Why would half of these kids say any of these things to their parent? I would never...
Why would all of these people say any of the things they're saying to anyone? No, it wouldn't happen, because this show's shit.
It's not shit. I love it.
I have such a love-hate thing. I love it, but it's just like...
You know what? I get why they don't want to go to the cops when Detective Dickface is the only cop that they know.
They can go see other cops. Yeah. There's not only one in the world.
Well, it seems like there's only one in Rosewood.
True. Oh, he's a detective. And when the mum, because she's talking about squeezing his grapefruit, and they're talking about, they're referring to the sunglasses thing again.
Yeah.
And she goes, the situation is delicate. It's a pair of fucking sunglasses.
Well, that's what Hannah's saying. She's like, it's just a fucking pair of sunglasses and they were last season's. Why can't you just get over it? I'll take the punishment. Whatever. She's actually wanting to take responsibility.
I know. My whole point is her mum is just a really swear word.
Mother?
Yes.
But she's actually kind of cool as well, as we see later on in the episode. Like what she is willing to do for her daughter. Even though she really shouldn't be.
What, kick him out of the house?
Just like putting a stop to it kind of thing. And yeah, just
that's what she should have done in the first place.
Yeah, she shouldn't even, you know, fucked him in the first place, but whatever.
Okay, then we're on to the cafe with Arya's family.
Did you notice that it was in a Stars Hollow scene?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have IMDb goggles on.
Okay, whatever. Then the mistress.
The dad worship. All of a sudden, there's all this, like, she's gone from being like, oh, I hate you, you're a cheating slut whore dad. And then, oh, I love you, let's talk about books and love each other.
No, I think that they always did.
Basically make out over the table. They play footsies.
Ew! Ew! What is with you? They were always like that, I think, and then...
Yeah, before he turned into a slut.
No, and then when he became a slut, they kind of lost it. And then she said that when they went to Iceland or whatever on sabbatical...
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, but now she's just being a hoe bag to her dad again.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Fucking deserves it.
Oh, I think she needs to forgive him at some point. He's obviously tried his best to get away from this mistress lady and, like, you know...
Yeah.
You can't help it that she works where he works.
I just think he's sick. I just don't like him, really, to be honest. He's, like, hell boring. Then we've got Slutbot incoming at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, she is not as hot as I thought she was going to be. Like, nowhere near as hot as Piper.
Yeah, but neither's the dad's. Like, what do you think he can pull? Like, Piper's the best he could pull.
Yeah, I can't believe he would cheat on Piper.
Yeah, exactly. With that whore bag. Gross.
She's like a Barbie, kind of.
Yeah, with a giant head. Did you notice her huge head?
No.
She has a real big head. Everyone look out for it.
All right.
I don't know, my weird feature obsession. And did
you
anyone
You started
else...
doing that for other people as well, you know that, right?
What?
Everyone's like, oh, I've also noticed, like, the shush thing and the chin thing. Yeah. And
sorry!
It's all, you're ruining it for them.
Sorry, I'll try not to notice this stuff. Did anyone else notice Arya's humongous feather earring?
Yes, I did!
What the fuck? Is she going for, like, the Jack Sparrow look or something? Is that...
No, she's meant to be the bohemian...
Yeah, I get it. She's supposed to be all, like, eccentric and stuff, but you don't need to have, like, half a pigeon hanging from your head. It's half alive. You can hear it squawking. Tomorrow, in the next episode, she'll show up with a peacock on her head or something.
That would be awesome.
That would look stupid.
All right.
She looks dumb.
Next scene. Spencer's house.
Mm.
Where... The Ice Queen's sister is sitting in the kitchen and...
She's really cut up.
Yeah.
The dead wedding.
She's going insane. She's like, oh, I have to change my status on Facebook. It's so hard.
Do I have to do anything? Oh, I've done too much by getting out of bed and sitting down. Have you noticed how she's not even cut? She's yeah. not cut that, like, he doesn't love her or yeah. she's not brokenhearted. She's just pissed off.
Yeah.
Don't you think you'd be a little bit upset if the man you love supposedly loved, but I don't think Ice Queen is capable of love.
Yeah, I think she's just got an ice heart.
She's just annoyed.
She's also a drama queen.
Okay, she doesn't even seem annoyed or angry or anything. She seems inconvenienced.
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to show. Like, she's just, it's all about show for her. They've got no feelings. It's a robot family, pretty much.
And then at the end when her mum's like...
Maybe they're related to Emily's mum because they're all robots. Maybe it's like the
But that
Stepford...
would make Emily and Spencer making out incestuous and I don't want that. And then again,
you don't have a
Tegan
problem
and Sarah.
You don't have a problem with incest, it seems.
No, I don't really, actually. No. Well, not if, as long as it's not me. But no, yeah, Tegan and Sarah can make out. Spencer and her distant cousin Emily can make out. But then I loved at the end of the scene when the mum's like, you can take that muffin to go. And I was like, I will take Spencer's muffin to go. I'll butter that muffin and take it to go anytime.
All right, next scene.
Okay.
Is at school, like right outside the school, I guess.
Yep.
And it starts with Hannah putting on lipstick with Mona. So annoying. Why is she still there? Can't they just cut her character out? And then Hannah's boyfriend comes along.
Sorry for any Mona fans out there, but she's not popular over here.
I think the actress is fine. I just don't like the character.
Yeah, she's not annoying.
Yeah, anyway, so Hannah's boyfriend, what's his face?
Ben.
Sean.
Oh, Sean, yeah.
Comes along with his friend Noel, who I think is so cute.
Oh, I don't even know his name.
Noel Kahn. He's so cute.
Is his name Noel Kahn in real life?
No, that's the character's name.
Oh, I haven't seen any other episodes.
No, they mentioned him like 3 times and they're going to Noel Kahn's party.
Oh.
Hey, Noel Kahn.
Oh, think big, think wild, think parents in another time
yeah.
zone.
Yes.
That was so over the top.
Yeah.
It's like he's gay. Think big, think wild, think parents in another time zone.
Oh my god.
He sounded like Carson.
Well, anyway, I think he's cute for a boy. And then
we have Maya and Emily.
Yeah. Did you notice how cool Emily's bike is?
No.
Okay, I really want that bike.
Is it one of those cool old school type ones?
It's kind of like old school, but it also looks new at the same time.
Yeah, I've seen them around the shops. They look awesome.
I want one. Since my bike is actually kind of getting rusty.
What? You only just bought that.
It's because I park it up the front and it's been raining this winter and I don't have anything to cover it now.
I'll have it. Give it to me.
No, I'm going to keep it.
All your secondhand stuff. Everything that you're like, I've got a new one. I don't want this new one. I'll have it.
Like what?
I don't know. Heaps of stuff.
Anyway, I want that bike there.
Your pajamas.
What pajamas?
Those ones that your mum gave me.
My mum gave you my pajamas?
Yeah, remember?
The blue ones.
No, not any blue ones. Like, the ones with the flowers and stuff on. She's like, these used to be M's. Would you like them?
Why did you keep them?
Because they're comfortable.
Alright, this is not important. Let's stop.
And they got a huge hole in the crutch and you got real mad at me.
Because you didn't throw them away.
They're still comfortable.
Wait, you still have them? I thought I threw them away. Oh my god. Honestly, do you still have them?
I think they're at home somewhere.
Do they still have a huge hole in them?
Probably. I don't care. No one sees me. Anyway, and then did you notice the even more? Okay, I noticed in my old podcast, I'm not going to say the word innuendo anymore. So what's a different word? Implication?
Yeah, implication.
Okay, there's a lot of implication in that scene again. Maya's like, didn't you see me? And Emily's like, no. And then she's like, I saw you. Then she just tears her clothes off and shoves her in a phone booth. And
a photo booth
gets
or a
one
phone
up
booth?
Emily's all like, please come to the party, please, please.
Oh, yeah, that
it'll
Ben
be
guy
fun.
Runs along and, like, starts trying to
and just mac
back
on
her. He's like, he's trying to eat her face or
I
something.
Know. And his giant mouth. He looks like the Joker. He can just put a train
he
in
does
there.
Have a very unproportioned face.
It's like it's going to, his chin will drop down and you can drive the crazy train right in there.
Anyway, next
so
scene.
They're all going to the party, basically, that scene's just saying.
Yeah. The next bit is in the hallway at school. And Ezra and Arya have, like, a moment where they look into each other's eyes and...
It was just stupid and they just touched fingers, didn't they?
No. Well, no, not yet.
Oh, that's later on.
Yeah. And then, you know, Spencer opens her locker and all her friggin' books fall out. She's like Hermione.
Ew, don't compare her.
No, I meant...
Hermione's gross.
So then Spencer has all her books falling out. And did you notice she was wearing a super gay plaid shirt?
Yeah, she is super gay looking.
I think she's gay.
In real life?
No.
I was going to say, because isn't she dating some dude from the show? Some dude from the show's roommate?
Yes. Why can't her character be gay?
Why can't her character be gay?
Her and Emily totally should be together, don't you think?
Not really.
Why?
Because I think me and Spencer should be together.
You're not a character on the show.
I could be if she wanted me to.
And then we see Jenna and Toby, right?
Yeah, Jenna and Toby walk in and everyone kind of like goes quiet and they stare at them and that's normal, I guess. To stare at someone, four people staring at them.
They're like, ooh, a disabled person.
I've never seen one of those in real life.
Oh, and Rosewood, everyone's fucking perfect, apparently, on the surface. Anyway, next bit is the flashback of Toby carrying Jenna out from the fire. Like, Emily has a little flashback, kind of, when she looks at Toby and remembers him carrying her out. There's a bit of an insinuation that Toby and Jenna are A, by Spencer. She's like, do you remember the scene?
Yeah.
And then they keep talking or whatever, and then Jenna walks along with a little stick and she goes, whisper, whisper, whisper.
It's almost like Allison's still here. Yeah. Ah, with a terrible accent.
Yeah, I think it's only us that can hear it, though.
Yeah, if you're American. Oh, but no, wouldn't Americans also be able to hear that it's not American?
I think we just can't get used to her not having an Australian accent.
Maybe, because hers was really, like, she actually had a really strong one in Home and Away. Yeah. Like, stronger than most.
Yeah.
Hers was like, can't. Can't, mate.
She didn't talk like that.
Put one on the Barbie. She didn't talk like Paul Hogan, no. But I noticed in this, they actually made Hannah look a slightly large.
Yes, in the flashback.
A little tiny bit.
The next flashback is when Allison is with Hannah and I think it's Hannah wants to ask out Sean. They make her look fat by putting, like, 6 layers on her. That's all they did.
Yeah, I know. She looks like she's rugged up to go to some, like,
yeah, I know.
Fucking ski contest or something.
Allison's there just wearing, like, you know, a t-shirt, whatever, and she's wearing, like, 5 layers.
Didn't you know bobsledding's really popular in Rosewood?
No, I did not.
But
it just shows that Allison was friends with Hannah when she was fat, and that's me doing quotation marks.
Fat. She's huge.
She's a hefty.
Oh my god, she could plug the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, well. And I did notice in this episode that when Hannah asked him out, he was just like, what the hell, why are you even talking to me kind of thing. And then Allison comes along and he's like, yeah, I'm definitely going. So it seems like he only really liked Allison.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's like, yeah, it's definitely trying to portray that. I said that to you before, though. Remember, like, last episode where he won't sleep with her?
Yeah, but
he won't make out with her and stuff. It's because he doesn't, like, she's right. He only likes her as a friend. Like, he wants Allison. And he only bees with her because, basically, of her connection to Allison.
So you reckon he was, like, in love with Allison or something?
Yeah.
So do you think he could have, like, killed Allison? Or do you think that? Do you think he's A? No, he can't be A.
Well, he could be. I mean, the whole point is that they're just trying to make it look like everyone could be A.
Yeah.
It'll be someone so random. I was thinking last night, it'll be someone so random. It would just be some random person. And then they'll just be like, you know, it'll be like him or like Emily's mum or something.
You know, I hope it's Emily's mum.
It'll be someone so random and they'll just be like, this person just had some sort of like psychotic break.
They were in a coma and then they...
Yeah. And then their twin sister came and just was evil twin sister. It'll be like Days of Our Lives or something.
But I do think that's more than one person.
You reckon?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Do you reckon it's a collection? Maybe it's everyone in Rosewood. It's like the Truman Show. It's like only the 4 girls don't know.
You're crazy.
Okay. And then I also noticed that Hannah did her homework on Detective Dickface, which
yeah,
I thought was,
she did.
Was an A++, because I hate that guy.
Did he go to school? Is there only one high school in Rosewood or something? Did
probably.
Did he go to that high school?
Well, I don't know.
Class of 96.
It's like we said, it's like...
The show's only as big as it needs to be.
Yeah, it's like Sunnydale.
Yeah. But have you noticed, again, in this episode, they're always acting guilty. Like, they're like, oh, what is Hannah saying? Is she going
to
crack?
I tried to call her and went on her Facebook while she was being interrogated. Like, oh, hang on, I can't talk right now. I just got to check my Facebook.
Or like, hang on, I can't check this text message on my phone, but I'll check my Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When Hannah came back and she was acting all weird, like they were saying.
Yeah.
She was like kind of, you know... And ignoring them a little bit. And then she goes, I have to tape my ladies before the next class. Is that what she said?
She has to what?
Tape her ladies. Is that what she said?
No, she had to, like, she said, I have to go to the ladies.
Oh, because I thought she meant I have to tape my ladies, as in her boobs. She needs to tape them together or something.
Maybe she needs to tape some show on TV so she can go.
No, I really thought she said, I have to tape my ladies.
Well, that could mean a whole multitude of things. Anybody send us an email on what you think she could be referring to when she says, tape my ladies.
Well, maybe, you know what, it makes more sense now that she said that I have to go to the ladies or whatever.
Yeah, I'm almost certain that she did, but I still think someone emailing us a hilarious reason why someone could say tape my ladies.
Well, I thought she was talking about her boobs and, you know, she needed to tape them. Because you know how some girls tape their boobs?
But when they go to the Oscars.
Maybe she was on her way to the Oscars, who knows? The Emmys tomorrow.
Anyway.
All right. Fitz and Arya.
Yeah, and that's when they're finger-linking good.
It's pretty risky, but I guess that's what they want to do. I mean, that's what they like.
I didn't even write anything for this scene. I thought it was crap and stupid.
I'd totally go to the party instead of going out with him.
Yeah.
I don't like
it. There's more hot girls there.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, I'd totally go out with Noel if I had to go out with a guy and he was at the party. I like that
Noel
guy.
If you were forced to go out with a guy at gunshot. If you could choose from any guy in the whole world and you had to go out with a guy, who would you go out?
Any guy in the world.
Don't say Zac Efron.
But he's so cute.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, okay. If I can't have Zac Efron...
Don't feed me and then tell me things that will make me vomit. The person has to be of legal sexual age.
He's your age.
He looks like a toddler. Anyway, go on.
All right. Then probably James Marsden.
Someone who looks like a man. Okay.
James Marsden.
He's a little bit acceptable.
And he also knows Zac Efron. Because they were in a movie together. Oh, Todd Hairspray.
Oh, my God.
I love that movie because they're both in it and they're both super hot.
Okay.
Let's continue on. Ren and Spencer. I keep wanting to say Ren and Stimpy, but... So, Spencer seems to have travelled all the way to whatever city it is. Philadelphia, I think.
Oh, from Rosewood. Rosewood's just probably like an outer suburb.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. So they have, like, this discussion about how he should call up Spencer's parents and explain, like, as if that's going to do anything anyway.
I know, and he's so gross and annoying. I hope they don't end up together.
Do you notice he says rubbish and brilliant? And...
Oh, he says all this English stuff. He's trying way too hard. I think either of us could do a better job of playing a British person.
Yeah, I could.
And he's actually British. Calm down, dude. Everyone gets it. You're British. It's cool.
The next bit's a really good scene because it's Emily in her swimsuit. And her hair is wet.
You totally skipped Spencer being super hot on the staircase. And also I was going to say, what's with all the old guys falling for high school chicks?
Because all the girls want, like, you know, mature guys who, like, know what they're doing.
You know what it is? Because all the girls are, like, 20-something. And it would just look gross for them to actually be going out with high school-age guys.
Maybe. But I think it's because they're, like, showing how, like, in high school boys, like... Sean won't have sex.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, all the other guys are super hot and...
Slam all the girls up against the bathroom stalls in the local college bar.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, they're all going for older people.
That was a hot scene, by the way.
What?
I know it was in episode one, but Arya and Ezra in the college bar.
They didn't do any slamming. She was just sitting on the bathroom.
Yeah, but he was kind of, like, violently pushing her up against the...
Did you watch that episode? That did not happen. He was just sitting, she was sitting there.
Okay, maybe my imagination embellished it, okay? Maybe that's what I would do.
So, have you finished with Spencer sitting on the staircase? Is that done?
Just wait. Okay, I'm done.
Emily in a swimsuit?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Ben goes all werewolf on her.
He does, actually. Why would he sneak in there anyway? Like, okay, I take that back.
Because he wants to rape her?
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know how, like... She was getting changed or whatever, and then she, like, heard all this noise and stuff, and she was like, hello? why wouldn't he just come out then? Like, why would he have to, like, sneak up on her?
That reminded me so much of that thing. Do it.
Hello, Billy? You guys? I'm going to get naked and take a shower, okay?
Yeah, so then he goes all, like,
crazy and, like, tries to, like, bite her, pretty much.
He goes all, like, Twilight on her ass.
Yeah. But then Toby comes out of nowhere.
He turns out to be a vampire slayer.
Yeah. No, he's a werewolf slayer because Jacob Black...
Yeah, but there's no such a thing. So I was just talking about Buffy. Okay. Buffy kills things that aren't vampires.
True. But she wouldn't kill, like, a werewolf. Why not? Because that's Oz.
Yeah, but she would kill other werewolves that aren't Oz.
Yeah. But then they're still people, so she wouldn't kill them. That's the whole point.
Problem. So are vampires.
They're not human, though.
They are. They're just dead. You can discriminate.
All right, let's just keep going on with this show.
Okay.
So Toby comes out and, like, starts bashing up Jacob Black.
Yeah.
Does Toby have, like, a crush on Emily or something?
No. I was thinking Allison has a lot over him.
Yeah, but Allison's not there anymore.
Yeah, but he knows that Spencer might know something. That's what their whole deal is.
Yeah, but why would he come to Emily's rescue then?
Maybe he thinks that Allison told them all. That he doesn't know that they don't know.
Hmm. I just think he has a crush on Emily.
Maybe. Who he wouldn't, like, really?
Yeah, that's true. He, like, punched the werewolf kid in the face once, and he's just got, like, blood all over him. Does that work?
That's, with one punch? Yeah, well, that's more realistic than most fights on TV. If you're going to hit someone in the face that hard, they're going to bleed. Like, most fights on TV, like 007, he'll bash someone 50 times, and their face is, like, amazing. It's more realistic that you king hit someone once in the head, and they're going to bleed.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've never punched someone in the
skin's
face.
Skin's not, so. Like, you can give yourself, well, the fact that paper cuts exist.
No, I just meant, like,
skin's not that strong.
He just had, like, heaps of blood in his mouth and shit.
Yeah, like, he probably, like, because it's because your lips hit your teeth.
Oh, okay.
And then you bleed under there. You can do that just from hitting your head.
He totally looked like a vampire at that point because he just had blood all in his mouth.
But he looks like a werewolf.
Well, maybe he's a vampire werewolf. I don't know.
He's a werewolf.
Yes, that's it.
He's a vampire.
I like that. He's a vampire. The next bit is Aria.
At the art gallery. She basically just uses her laser eyes to melt the whore.
Yeah, she looks so mad.
She went seriously laser eyes on that bitch.
Like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Just chainsaw arms. Imagine her with chainsaw arms flailing around. She'll make some art out of that bitch.
I don't like that bitch coming along and trying to ruin Piper's life.
That's pretty fucking way up in her grill.
Yeah, I know.
50 Cent wouldn't stand for that shit.
No.
Aria should get 50 Cent.
Oh, okay. To beat up that chick.
Yeah, he can come along and waste it.
I don't know.
He'll smoke that bitch.
I don't think they could tolerate more than one black person in Rosewood.
Oh, that's true. They've filled their black quota. Emily's mum would not be happy.
Yeah. Those lifestyles, they just don't fly.
Oh, gangster lifestyle? Holy crap. She's going to have to get the whole gang out.
So I really like that Aria's super protective, though.
Aria's full growing on me, eh?
Yeah, I like Aria, too.
Hey, Lucy Hale. I'm sorry, okay? So then we've got Hannah with Detective Dickface.
He's just living there now.
Yeah. But that's when she walks out and he gets the bracelet. And then her mum goes all, like, Mama Bear on him.
Yeah. He's like, calm down, Mama Bear.
Yeah, and she's just like, rawr, and then, like, tears his face off. The mum is finally just like, okay, this isn't worth it.
Yeah, and she kicks him out.
Yeah. We're on to the party.
Where Hannah's standing around and her boyfriend's
picking up
foosball.
Picking up another dude, yeah. Basically.
He's on another date, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know why they're playing foosball. They should totally be playing beer pong.
Or they should just totally be banging their hot girlfriends.
Well, yeah.
That's another option.
The only two things I'd be doing there is banging my girl and playing beer pong.
Yeah, true story. Thank you, America.
For beer pong.
For beer pong. Both of us, from the bottom of our hearts. It should be their national sport. If Korea's national sport can be StarCraft.
Is that their national sport?
Yes, it is their official national sport, is StarCraft. So I think America's official national sport should be beer pong.
I played beer pong last night and I totally won.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Who'd you beat?
I was awesome at it. Two people. What?
You did not go with people from work.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Anyway, I played beer pong and it was awesome.
Okay.
And I was awesome.
Apparently. He's seriously got
some. Anyway, the next bit.
Maya and Em are then arriving together from the party.
And she looks, Emily looks really good in her jeans. That's the first thing I noticed.
Maya is growing on me.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I still don't think she's great or anything, but her whole, because I found her really, over the top and it was a bit disconcerting to start with. As time goes on, I'm kind of getting into her character more. I'm just, like, understanding, I guess, that she's just really straightforward.
We just don't really know anything about her character if you think about it.
Yeah, which made me a little bit suspect, actually.
She could be A.
She could be A. I thought that.
But how would she know all of this stuff? Like, I guess maybe she could have found, like, Allison's, like, diary or something in her house.
Yeah, I thought that the other day, because she has access to all of this stuff, or because of the way that Allison is, you don't know, like, what she did in her spare time. Like, you don't know what she did when she was alone, or Maya could be someone that Jenna met at, you know,
blind camp?
Blind camp or something.
Well, she's a reformed
blind person.
I'm
pretty sure someone
person.
At blind camp needs to be able to see the river.
I don't know, but maybe because we don't know much about Maya or where she's from or, you know, anything about her, really, she could be A.
She could be. But that's my whole point. Like, again, anyone could be A.
Spencer's house.
Yeah. She just steals, basically, her sister's, like, ancient Russian Revolution essay.
Okay, first of all, why would you do that? Second, if you're going to take it, you may as well read it first. Maybe take a few points out, rewrite it. You wouldn't just copy the entire thing.
My biggest point is, why does Melissa still have that on her computer?
Yeah, that's another thing. Old essay. It's just ancient. A file on her desktop. It's from, like, what, 6 years ago?
2004, yeah.
And she's just got it sitting there, conveniently.
Who keeps their million-year-old essays? Seriously?
Well, I think that's the point. Like, they're so obsessed with how awesome they all are.
Oh, yeah. She must have got... Maybe they were all a file full of stuff she got epic grades for.
Maybe. But if you think she got epic grades, she would remember it, you know?
Mm. And then, again, Melissa just isn't cut that they're broken up at all. She's just a bitch.
Yeah, she's... I'm starting to really dislike her character, but I really... enjoy looking at her.
I think she's horrible looking, but I think it's just because I think she's mean. But
yeah,
how funny is the whole, like, I made some pasta if you guys are hungry. Yeah. I don't want to be miserable and fat. It's like, oh, Spencer's not even fat.
Yeah, I know.
She's only fat with a pH.
Oh, she's dope.
She's banging.
Okay, now is the flashback. Like, you go back to the party.
Yeah.
It was a flashback of Toby and Ali arguing.
Uh-huh.
I think it's so funny that, like, Ali was like, arr, arr, and he was all, like, cute, and he's like,
oh. Like, okay. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure anyone would be.
Yeah. I think Toby's kind of cute in a weird kind of way.
Allison could, like, tell off Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he'd cry. He'd weep.
Toby kind of, he looks like a friend of mine.
Really?
Yeah.
And when they're all talking, like, at the party, I noticed Emily's the only one, like, that finally points out that Allison was the only one that actually saw Toby in the tree.
Yeah. Well, that's the first thing I thought about it. Like, when they had the first flashback of them in the room, like, you just sort of saw her, like, storm over and everyone's like, what the hell?
All of a sudden she's just like, rah!
I think she just, you know, she made it
up. Oh, she made it up for sure. I think, and that's what I mean, Emily's, like, coming to that realisation that none of them saw him except for her.
Okay.
Basically coming to the realisation that Allison's a whore bag.
The next bit is the worst bit in the entire show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When the, like, they all walk away and it's just Spencer left there standing with her drink, she looks over and she sees Toby. Like, is this before the flashback? I think this is before the flashback. She sees Toby and he comes into light. That's not Toby.
Yeah, it's some a other different random actor. Guy. Yeah, I saw that.
And I was thinking, okay, maybe they cast a different actor, whatever. But it would have taken, like, 10 minutes to re-film that bit, because they don't even talk. They just stare at each other, and then he, like, goes away. But I don't know. Was that Toby? Because when Emily comes back at the end from the party, she sees Toby sitting there cleaning his...
Maybe it was some other guy, or maybe you're just not supposed to notice. I don't know.
I just don't know if it was meant... Because she had the flashback when looking at this
guy. Are you sure it's not him? Are you sure it's not,
Yeah, it's a completely different guy. I freeze-framed
it. Yeah, I thought he looked weird. I don't know. We'll have to see. Maybe that comes into it later. And then we have Hannah and the boyfriend.
Yep.
He's so gay. Because, like, she's like... Obviously, in the story, he's in love with Allison. Whatever. But, like, I was laughing so much when she goes... It's not about where, it's about who, you know, implying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's about you're not a dude. It's about you don't have a penis.
Okay, he could be gay, but...
Then she has a mega hissy fit and hides in the corner.
I get so sad when girls cry. I can't handle it.
Aww.
I just want to make them feel better.
You just have, like, 5 girlfriends out there now waiting for you.
Yeah, I wish. All right, let's go to the next scene. Photo booth, best scene. Okay.
Oh, the photo booth, yes. Line. Photo booth, best scene of the show.
Yeah, but the cheesiest line. Oh, what could be wrong with you? You're crazy beautiful.
Oh, no. And then it just made me think of that movie, Crazy, Crazy Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's such a cute movie, though. I love it.
But why would she say that? Like, she just looks down at a cup. You're crazy beautiful.
Because neither of them are actual lesbians, and they just think that's how we talk.
Yeah.
And how we look and what we wear and...
Then they kiss. It's hot, though. Yeah. It is pretty hot.
It's hot. Mm. And it's cute and it's so music and everything and the black and white photos and draw.
And then someone steals the photos.
I think that's the moment where I decided I didn't mind Maya all that much. She could stay.
As long as they keep kissing.
If they keep kissing, I'm alright.
The person who was A was obviously at the party.
Mm.
They stole the photos and they were completely wearing black. And everyone that we saw that we knew wasn't wearing black, so it couldn't be anyone that we...
Yeah, but that's something they could easily answer in the future about, oh, I got changed quickly, and then I got changed again. But
well, since the entire show doesn't make sense, it could have been anyone.
Seeing as they change phones every 5 seconds and, like, people get changed every, like, between classes. But did you notice that Maya was sort of strangely confident? Like, not in a way of being A or anything, but I keep thinking this, every scene that they're in, Emily comes across as being, like, really naive and really innocent in the whole, like, falling for a girl thing.
Mm.
So obviously I think she probably genuinely liked that Ben guy, or had that thing where because you're gay and you don't realise yet, you think that's what liking feels like, but it doesn't at all until you actually do like someone.
Yeah.
So she's going through that whole thing. But Maya's like all up in her grill. Like she's like, I've so done this before. Like I think she's done it before, or she's been with girls before.
Even she seems if she really hasn't, confident. She just seems like the type of person who would just be confident.
She'd just be like, okay. I'm gay. Yeah. Whatever. Well, I want to go out with this girl. But I think that I feel like she gives the impression to me that she's been in that situation before.
Yeah, she could have been.
Like, it's more comfortable for her than it is for Emily.
She did mention in the first episode, though, that she's had a boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. But it doesn't mean she didn't have a girlfriend before that.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Well, should we go to the next scene?
Yep, the art gallery.
What does Piper actually do?
Just walk around being hot freezing stuff?
No. What does she do for a job?
That's pretty much it.
No, you know what I mean. Is she like an art gallery person?
I don't know, but I got a cute little face in my brain, so I can't think now.
She must be some sort of... She just runs the gallery.
I guess so. She's probably a curator or just an art gallery assistant type.
So then that Meredith slut hoe bag decides to show up.
Oh, and Arya's like, way, get the fuck out.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck?
It is pretty inappropriate, though.
She is like, WTF GTFO.
And Meredith is like, I'm not in high school anymore.
And she's just like, talk to the hand because the face ain't listening. She's like, tell it to my chin.
You and Arya's chin, seriously, you need to stop.
We got emails. People agree with me.
One person agrees with you.
Whoever you are, I love you.
Let's go to the next scene.
In that sexy way.
So then we go back to the party,
mm-hmm.
And then she gets a text, Hannah gets a text from A saying Hefty Hannah never gets the guy.
Hefty Hannah.
And then Mona's with some guy who looks like he's 30. Just...
And Mona looks like she's 11.
She does, actually. And then she's like, oh, Hannah, where are you going? And she, like, chases after her. And then
and Hannah says, talk to the hand, because the face
And Hannah gets into, like, this shitty fucking Nissan Skyline, which
has
a spoiler for some reason.
And then
reason.
Just crashes it.
Well, did she crash it on purpose?
If her mum's willing to have sex with that dude over sunglasses, what do you think she's going to be like over a stolen car? She's going to buy him a house and have babies with him and stuff. She's going to be doing some freaky S&M shit for that stunt.
Yeah. Well, then it cuts to...
Arya and Ezra.
Yeah. Didn't they make plans to meet up afterwards? So why was he so surprised when she turned up?
Well, he was just kind of like, maybe we shouldn't, and then the scene ended, so...
No, I mean, at school.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they didn't decide 100%. They were just kind of like, maybe.
Yeah, but still, he was still surprised when she showed up. It's not like...
He's a wanker and she's a wanker and they're all wankers. Just beautiful ones.
Okay. Anyway, I wrote, how can you resist her big brown eyes?
No, I'm not going to say anything.
What?
No, it's all right. Go on.
Is it a chin thing? Just say it.
Maybe he tried to go for the eyes, but he couldn't get through.
Because her chin got in the way? Because she went, ah! And then it cut his face.
It's probably what happened to Toby.
Should they actually be hugging and shit in the hallway of his apartment building? Like,
well, they didn't mind doing it at Allison's funeral, so I suppose the hallway's practically, you know, a private hotel room for them.
Yeah, okay. All right, the next scene is when Hannah's
crashed the car.
Did she do it on purpose, or did she just go really crazy and start crying in the car and then just lose control and crash?
I don't know. I do that all the time, so. That was sarcasm.
Okay. Doesn't matter. The car is... It's not crashed. It's not completely
totaled or anything.
It's just a little bit...
Broken.
Yeah.
Has a broken nose.
Yeah, Maya drops Emily home.
Mm.
And they don't seem weird at all, even though they're just made out.
They're just like, cool.
Yeah, whatevs. But I think Emily should have totally invited Maya into the house.
That could have gone places.
Yeah, and it would have gone, bow, chicka, wow, wow.
It would have had Jeff Buckley songs. And
they would have lit candles.
Everybody here wants you. Bow, bow.
No, they would have lit candles, and then they would have sat in a circle and then done a spell.
Oh.
Like on Buffy.
And they would have had, like, symbolic candle sex.
Yeah. Toby looks like a stunned mullet.
I think Toby looks like something that's politically correct.
Okay. because I had to cut out all her politically incorrectness before.
So he looks completely politically correct.
He's just sitting there like a stun mullet.
You guys have no idea how much dribble that I just spit out that M has to cut out.
Anyway, it seems like he never got his shed fixed because he's sitting there cleaning his bike on his front porch.
He looked like he was going to eat it. He's polishing it like an apple.
Then Jenna is sitting behind.
Why is she thanking you? She looks like she got up on the wrong side of that Tim Tam.
I think she's just suffering from Tim Tam withdrawal.
She got up on the wrong side of the Vegemite that morning. She didn't have her Weet-Bix. She's been in America too long.
Okay, and then Toby goes, it's not what you think. So what does she think? What is Jenna assuming it is?
Probably Jenna's assuming she's thanking him for a really good orgasm.
Okay, then we're back in the woods.
Spencer drops the bomb about, having something over Toby.
Yeah, I reckon they should just tell each other everything. Wouldn't that make it so much easier? That's what they're talking about. That, like, we should tell each other everything.
Yeah, they should tell all their secrets to each other and then everyone can be in the clear and it can all be good.
The show would be fucking over if they told the cops everything as well.
No, they just tell each other. Emily can be like, yo, bitches, I do think Beyonce's hot. I do, did have a crush on Allison and now I'm making out with Maya. You want to go? You want to go? Then they want to put some, like, bench up in this park or something. They had, like, a little Allison shrine in town so everyone can see, so the killer can see.
Because the killer obviously still lives in the town. What if it was just some random act?
It could have just been anyone. It could have just been some guy that, like, mugged her and then killed her.
Yeah, and then just left town.
But then didn't they find her body in the house?
No, they found it built under the gazebo because they were saying that the gazebo was being built that summer. And then he must have hidden the body under there and they just continued building the gazebo and then...
Those guys tore it down for renos.
Yeah, Mayo's family was tearing it down to build something else out there and that's when they found the body.
So who built the gazebo?
I guess the family. I reckon maybe it was like some construction worker or something.
Maybe it was Toby and he was working on the...
No, Toby's family's too rich for that. He wouldn't have a job like that.
Oh, really? Is his family rich?
Well, I guess you have to be living in Rosewood. Then they find Allison's bracelet after they run after... like some rustling in the trees.
Oh, yeah. And they finish with the... Oh, then the credits roll up and they finish with that creepy photo wall.
Yeah, like A must totally be a lesbian because whoever it is totally getting off on...
When I saw that scene, I started thinking that A was you.
Why?
Because I think if you could, you would have that wallpaper. I've got it here. Finish with the creepy Emily picture wall, aka M's bedroom.
My bedroom is actually pretty bare.
Yeah, well it is, but I'm just saying if someone said to you, hey, do you want this wallpaper of these two chicks making out? You'd go, okay.
You would too.
A little bit.
Let's not creep out the actresses if they decide to listen. All right, so let's do the shout-outs that we wanted to do.
Oh, we're going to do some shout-outs. You've already shouted to Heather.
Heather Hogan. I actually enjoy her articles on AfterEllen.com.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's the best writer.
She's pretty freaking awesome.
Oh, did you know she's doing Glee recaps?
Oh,
for season two.
Win.
I know. I'm totally reading them.
Me too.
Wait, one other thing, though. A few people have written in and asked what we're going to do when we run out of episodes to recap between now and January. And they were wondering if we would recap other shows.
We could maybe do overall recaps, I was thinking, because a few people have suggested a lot of things to us.
A few people have also suggested Skins.
Yeah.
I've never seen that show
It's pretty
before,
cool. I've seen a few episodes of it, yeah.
Well, I was thinking maybe that because I'd never seen it and I don't really know what it's about, so I wouldn't mind recapping that. So, anyone has any suggestions?
Feel free to suggest. We haven't really made up our minds yet.
So, what's our email?
It is podcastpll@gmail.com.
Yes, and our Twitter?
-mpll.
Yeah, but not like as in dash letter
M. No, it's DASHEMPLL.
Yes.
I'm remembering.
You are.
All right. And I'm learning to use Twitter, everyone. I actually made some tweets.
Some twats.
I'm becoming computer literate.
All right, so you do your shout-outs there.
Chanel from Flowrida, a.k.a. Florida.
It's Florida.
Flowrida. You do your smiley faces the wrong way.
That's actually the first thing I noticed when I read the email.
Yeah, Em pointed it out. Your smiley face is the wrong way. I don't know, maybe it's not the wrong way, it's a different way.
Yeah, okay.
Because we don't discriminate here at Dash and M. We are lovers of all different colours, shapes, sizes, sexual perversions, and people that do their smiley faces backwards. Don't bring your hate around here. And also, Australia is an awesome place to visit, but not as awesome as Spencer.
Spencer's not a place.
Oh, she could be. I could visit her place. I could visit it all night long.
That's just wrong.
So yeah, but Australia is a cool, sweet-ass place. Florida also looks pretty sweet-ass.
I've been to Florida before.
Yeah, I know, because you've been everywhere. Em has literally been around the world a million times.
It's because I'm awesome and I like to travel.
She has lived in Europe, the Middle East, and had extensive holidays throughout North America.
Why are you telling them this?
Because I'm just showing that you're the awesome one and I'm the hyperactive one because I've never done anything cool.
I can live with that. Okay, the big thing that we want to talk about was our competition, which we're going to do because next week will be our last podcast for 2 weeks because I'm going away on holiday.
To see her cute nephew.
See my family because for some reason they want to see me. So basically, we're going to be putting up a picture of Jenna.
We basically just want someone, or everyone. To think of a caption or some speech bubbles that go with this photo, and the one that makes us lol the most.
Laugh, lol.
The one that makes us ruffle the most will win an Australian-themed, Jenna-themed, Tam and Sursok-themed
prize. And we don't care where you live. If you live in Russia or South America or wherever, we'll send it to you.
If you live in Vietnam,
we'll send it to you. Basically, whatever picture makes us laugh the most.
Even if you're straight.
Especially if you're straight. I like the straighties.
Everyone's equal. It's just some people are a bit more equal than others.
We're just basically going to pick the funniest caption, speech bubble thing, and then you'll win the prize.
You'll probably win if you're Irish.
I told you, we're not going to pick because of what country they're from.
Or if you're Nigerian. Probably not if you're South African. Nah, okay, a little bit.
Tam and Sursok is South African.
She was on Home and Away.
Yeah, but she was born in South Africa and she was like raised there.
They obviously
there.
Took her away before she got too South African.
Well, I moved here to Australia when I was like 12 and I don't have my accent anymore.
Anyway. Where are you from again? Alaska?
Yeah.
Kazakhstan?
Yeah.
Mongolia?
I'm from all those places, all right?
Yeah.
I was born in like 3 different countries.
We are Dash and M.
I'm M and she's Dash.
And I'm Dash and she's M.
And you can email us at podcastpll@gmail.com.
Or you can send us a tweet at twitter.com. And our Twitter name is -MPLL.
Yep. And another feature, if you go to our blogspot, which is podcastpll.blogspot.com, you can add us as a friend on Facebook. Each of us. We have our own Facebook.
Or you could just go to Facebook. That's probably easier.
And search for M. Marin or
Dash Hastings.
Yes. And you can be friends with us.
Or you can just find our group on Facebook. We have everything there is on the internet to have.
Pretty much. We
basically
do.
Except a live journal because that's for emos.
All right. This is where we end.
Just podcast the shit out of it, okay?
All right.